This is like being in prison with someone.
No, no, no. Right.
You're trying to stitch me up here. That's not what I'm saying.
Well, that is kind of what you're saying,
no,
mate.
No, right.
Right, guys, just interrupting this podcast to say that my official U2's figurine is out now. Finally, you can get your hands on this beauty using the link in the description. It comes with free worldwide shipping and is 100% created by me. Right from the haircut to the t-shirt to the packaging. I hope you do enjoy it, guys. Remember, once it's sold out, it is never coming back. So get yours while you can. And now, enjoy the show. Hello. Right, you lot, we are back once again. We're on Waffling. It's Theo Baker, Luke Martin, and Weller. Now, we're still in isolation.
Yep.
We're still suffering. But are we? If you think about it. Because, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, I hate still being stuck inside. But I believe you, Theo, and you, Luke, have actually been enjoying yourselves. Let us know.
Well, I wouldn't say enjoying myself. I'm definitely running more, but the last couple of days, I'm really missing Janine. Like, it's really set in that, like, we could be irresponsible and see each other, but then we're just being selfish, and you have to be the bigger person and do your bit for the country. And it's actually quite sad and hard.
Yeah, because obviously, at this point, right, relationships, you know, they're getting tested. People that are living together and people that are living apart.
If you're not used to living together, that's where the arguments form. That's where you're, you know, if you're not used to it, that's when you can really see if you're actually destined to be together. Because if you can't live together, you can't.
Yeah, this is why, like, I had this conversation with Brief, and like, I was like, it's just not good spending this like isolation period together.
I agree.
When we don't have our own like house where we have our own spaces, it would either be in my space or her space.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You almost need, if you're going to live together, it can't be, otherwise it can feel they're trapped. Intruding on you. Yeah, you're trapped. You're like, you're almost suffocated by them.
All of their stuff into your bedroom and it's just not enough room for that. It's a bit shit.
Yeah. But, so this, right, do you think that if you were together constantly, like, it could have actually broken you guys up with your girlfriends? If you were...
I wouldn't say broken up, no.
Yeah,
You probably see a couple more arguments, but no, like, I think we've been together long enough to, like, we have lived for a prolonged period of time together and spent, like, a lot of days together. Wouldn't break us up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't break us up. You'd definitely have more tension in arguments. You'd have to keep yourself busy, wouldn't you?
My problem is, you know what I'm like, I would just drive her up the wall and she just wouldn't want to be here eventually. So, like, that's what
I you reckon it would lead... Like, it could lead to you guys breaking up.
Nah, not breaking up, but just her being stuck here. Like, this is the worst time of my life.
Hating your guts.
What it sounds like, mate, is she just hates you eventually.
It sounds like...
So what's going to happen? Wait, what's going to happen when you, like, move in together eventually and live together? Or is that never going to happen?
No, this is different because, like, this is like being in prison with someone. You know, it's very different to, like, having your own house where you're able to go out and do different things and you're working during the day and you come home in the evening and catch up. Like, this is being confined to one spot.
So if you had to spend, like, a lot of time with your girlfriend, you'd feel like a prisoner.
No. Right. You're trying to stitch me up here. That's not what I'm saying.
Well, that is kind of what you're saying,
no,
mate.
No, right. Because you need to look at it in the sense of this is not just living with your girlfriend. This is me being stuck in my bedroom with my girlfriend for three weeks in my parents' house.
That makes sense. Very deeply.
Nah. Well, anyways.
Luke, really quick, you mentioned you're going to have your birthday in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
In quarantine. I had my birthday in lockdown.
What was it like?
Oh, it was the worst day of my life.
Yeah, you seemed very depressed. I'm not going to lie. Like, every
awful.
Message I saw from you, you were saying, you know, I hate life. All of these sorts of things.
Terrible.
And I, you know, I tried to, you know, obviously you saw my birthday message I put on my Instagram.
I actually really did appreciate that. You were like,
it was a little sing-song, wasn't it?
Yeah, I really did appreciate that because you actually were trying.
Yeah, it was good. I was trying my hardest, mate, because I saw you were feeling a bit down.
Oh,
so I was
so
like, bun this.
I just woke up just down. Because you know when it's your birthday? Like, I hate birthdays as a general. Because I hate, sounds ironic because I'm a YouTuber, but, like, you know when, like, all the attention's on you, it's just a bit, like, No, I don't really.
Yeah, no, no.
I felt like, it sounds really weird, I felt like I didn't deserve a birthday.
You didn't deserve what? You hadn't earned it.
No, but yeah, does that make sense? Like, I felt like, why should I get, I don't know, like, why should everyone be nice to me? But like, I don't know. It was, wow. I had this weird mindset on my birthday that, like, I didn't deserve happiness.
Wow. No, I definitely get the thing of birthdays of like feeling, I don't like the, like everyone being, oh, it's your birthday. Yeah. Oh, attention's on you. I'd rather, you know, and I like listen to Impulsive quite a lot. So hearing Logan,
yeah.
he was saying the same thing,
yeah,
but
I to, that as well.
To a bit of a mad extent, he was like, I physically hate it. I hate everyone. Like saying things to me, but yeah, man, it's very real. And I think a lot of people have that. Yeah. Which is, you know, so it's you're not a weirdo for feeling like that, is what I'm trying to say.
And instantly, like, the next day, I was just perfectly fine again.
Yeah, I think once the, now that the pressure's off, like once the pressure's off, it's like, okay, yeah, back to normal. But while it's your birthday, it can be like a bit of a weird sort of feeling. But anyways, boys, should we get onto some questions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, brilliant. So I'm just going to pick a random one in no particular order. How do I get the confidence to walk in the gym without feeling stupid or feeling that I look stupid? I have autism, so I can get quite bad anxiety. So, boys,
I mean,
take it away.
I can relate slightly to, like, you know, when you go up to the area which is just dumbbells, like the weight area, I used to get a bit anxious because, like, I didn't really know what I was doing.
Yeah.
So I think the more you know what you're doing, the more confidence you have. Because I think he's probably afraid of looking like an idiot, of not really knowing what exercises to do.
100%. I think I had the same thing when I first went to the gym. It's like everyone in there, you assume, is like a pro. They know what they're doing. They've got it. You know, and you're just going to be this, you know, sticking out like a sore thumb who clearly has no clue. When in reality, people that are in the gym, why are they in there? For themselves.
Yep.
Right, they're in there to work on themselves. They're focused on themselves. They don't give a shit what you look like, mate. You could be wearing a freaking tutu or whatever. They don't give a shit. Most, like, everyone's in the gym to physically work and improve on themselves.
Yep.
So even though you may feel like all eyes are on you, like, nah. Unless you're doing something dangerous where someone's, you know, maybe wants to help you out. Okay, fair enough. But in terms of feeling like, am I going to do the wrong thing? I learned very quickly that, you know, there really is no pressure.
And
there's
a lot
nothing
of people
to worry
will help
about.
You as well.
Yeah, like
people
a lot of people will be.
Away,
yeah, like if you, I mean, it may be scary asking for some help or guidance, but people in the gym often respect other people that are in the gym. Like, wow, you're also someone that is in here trying to improve themselves. So if you need some help, like, yeah, I'll do that because that makes me feel good because I'm being a good person, right? So, yeah, I think the whole thing about anxiety towards the gym, the more you go, I'm hoping you'll realise that everyone's sort of in the same boat.
And if you're overweight, people respect that you're trying to change something and do something in the gym.
Yeah.
Same with being underweight. And if it's that anxiety of not knowing what you're doing, which I sort of had, I really just like go on YouTube and learn different exercises.
100%. That's a big thing, isn't it?
I watched a lot of Athlean X, and now I'm starting to do, because obviously I'm doing a lot of home workouts. So when the gyms reopen, I can use what I've learned here, and I feel more confident to go into the dumbbell area.
Yeah, 100%. Like YouTube, I did that before I ever went to a gym.
Yeah.
I used to watch tutorials how to do the exercise because you want to do it correctly.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily to impress everyone else, but, to get the best workout in, right? You want to work your muscles the best. So, yeah, watching tutorials, practicing at home with lighter weights. That's the other thing. Not feeling like you need to go really, really heavy. Like, a lot of kids go in the gym and like act like the bollocks, saying, oh, I can lift this weight, I can do that. But like, if your whole reasoning for going to the gym is to impress others, you're not going to sustain it. You're going to hate it.
Yeah.
Right. Simple as it needs to be a like something from within. So, yeah, man. Like,
and I assume it's better to do lighter weights first to work on your form. So you're doing it.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Injuries.
Without a doubt. Like, you start as light as you need to go. Like, everyone's different. So some people may start out naturally stronger. Some people may need to start lighter. But the utmost, like, most important thing is that you're doing whatever exercise you're doing with good form.
Yeah.
Right. So you're preventing injury and you're getting the best sort of working. Right. That's basically it. So yeah, I hope that sort of clears that up and makes sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's probably one of our best, most informative answers.
Yeah. No, but I'll think about that. Like, I'm wanting to actually give a bit more well-rounded advice to these guys that are asking the questions. Because often, you know, we take the piss, and it is fun to take the piss, but it's also good to, you know, I like to think I've got quite a lot of experience, and so do you boys, in different areas. So, like, let's actually share it, do you know what I mean, and help people out. So, yeah, boys. Now, our next question, oh, God, right. Let's just go in with this one.
Here we go.
So, I'm in bed with this girl. How do I start shagging her? Now, I know this is quite vulgar. I got a bit of a weird cringing feeling as I said that. But, no, I did. I was like,
Wait, can you also read the time that message was sent? Because like, I feel like guy was actually in bed with this girl and he was like, shit, boys, I don't know what to do. I'm going to message Weller and Theo.
So, it was at 1:29 a.m. Last night, mate. Last night. Right?
So he says, first of all, if you want to start shagging, don't start sending emails at 1:30. Do it the next day.
What to you? Yeah, like realistically, but when you're panicking and you're in that mode, mate, you want help. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is make or break. I need to deliver. I need to get a rod on.
Let's message Joe.
So that's what he does. He goes, he messages us there and then going, so I'm in bed with this girl. How do I start shagging her? Like, how do I know when the right moment is? What should I do to engage and then penetrate? Yes, I'm a virgin.
Ooh, okay.
So, go on, Malfoy. Tell
first
him.
First time.
He's a virgin, mate. Come on, Malfoy. This is
I think there's always that moment where, like, you look at each other and you know, but it's always important to start with kissing. you can't just go in with the fingers. You have to start kissing.
Clipped. Right, no.
It's true. You're laughing, but it's true.
You can't just go in with the fingers.
You gotta start, you know, seducing her and being all, like, not seducing. Oh, God, I hate my...
Wait, so go on, mate. Like, Malfoy, genuinely, how do you go from the point of you're just sitting next to the girl to now you're having sex? Like, how do you transition to that? Because I'm not gonna lie, mate. That was my biggest difficulty, bar getting a rod on, that I came up against when wanting to lose my virginity. It's like, you know, you're very thinking about it. You're very aware, like, this is a good moment. This could lead to having sex. But how do I get to that point without seeming like a creep, seeming like I don't know what I'm doing, and, you know, just it's doing it good?
I think it's important that you read the vibe.
Manual on how to have sex.
Read the vibe. You have to work out if there's any sexual tension there. If there's no sexual tension, realistically, it's not going to happen.
No, but I mean, if they're laying in bed together...
You would hope there's sexual tension, right?
Yeah.
Like, you would hope so.
There's got to be some to get to that point.
If there is, I think you should take charge of the situation and make that first move. Don't necessarily wait for the girl to come on to you. If you want to initiate it, you have to come on to her. Otherwise, you could just be waiting for fucking weeks.
So this, right? Basically, I read a article.
A manual.
I did some research when I was trying to figure out how to take charge in a sexual situation. And genuinely, obviously, we're all different. But the rule of thumb about how a man engages with a woman for sex is the man is the dominant being, i.e. like the man initiates it. So if you're waiting for the girl to come onto you, like by DNA, by, you know, like caveman times, that is not generally how it begins. Okay. Even though some people have, you know, fetishes and all that of girls starting it, but if you're, as a bloke, generally, if you're waiting for the girl to start it, like, that's not the thing. You know, what you need to focus on is, what do you want? Like, what do you desire from this? I.e. feeling, you know, is the vibe there and all that? And if it is, you need to engage, whether it's like, I guess, eye contact, kissing, touching, like slowly, but
for some people it might be quite scary and nerve-wracking to initiate.
100%, mate. No, 100%. But that's why, mate, I think if you're with a person that you're where you can't work out if it's right, the right or wrong moment, then it's the wrong moment. Like, if you're questioning, oh, I'm scared, like, as in, it feels scary, it feels awkward, it feels weird, then it's not the right moment, mate. Like, even though on paper, you're seeing, I'm in this bed, I'm with a girl, she's attractive, why am I not feeling it's right? And if it's not, then I guess it's not. But what I'd do is, I mean, would you talk about it to her? Would you say, I'm not feeling it, but I don't know, like, do you know what I mean?
I don't know if you can say that, if you say that, unless you're planning, it's over. If you say that, it's probably going to be over.
No, but what if, like, you definitely know, you know in your mind, you want to have sex with this girl. You do.
Yeah.
You know you do. But you're there, and it's just not clicking. You're not firing, you ain't got a rod on. You're just feeling something in the atmosphere that's making you not feel like I can do this.
This is very personal.
What?
This is almost as like
multiple times, lad. Experience. Multiple times. Oh yeah. No. Literally multiple times.
Is it because this you're not is feeling it from the other half?
I don't know. See, but this is where there was a few different things for me that I sort of came to the, I guess, conclusion of. It was that I wanked too much. No. And I know we've had this conversation way too many times, but I think it was that partly that I desensitized my brain.
Yep.
But secondly, these weren't partners that I was necessarily, okay, it's a relationship. It's more of like a one-off thing. So I'm not really comfortable with them. Like, you know, it's all about, if you're feeling really anxious, the first thing that does is shut off your sexual organs, mate. Do you know what I mean? If your brain starts self-preserving, well, it's not thinking about sex, is it? It's boom, it's cutting off everything. So it's all about finding someone that you genuinely feel, yeah, connected to on that level where you are relaxed. It's all about being relaxed, and then your body just takes over, i.e., you know.
For this guy in particular, I think he has to trust his own instinct and just take the plunge and go for it. Because if he doesn't take the plunge and make the move, he'll never know and he may live in regret.
Yeah, it does really sound like with him that the moment is there. He's just too scared to initiate it.
Yeah, but what if in that moment he's like, mate, I'm ready to go. Like, I've had enough. Like, this has happened enough times now where let's just freaking do it. But for some reason, I'm not firing. I'm not like, I don't know when the right moment to go for it is. Do you know what I mean? I mean, there's being too scared. Because I've done that, mate, where I'd just go, oh, fuck it, I'm just going to go for it. Start kissing. Oh, she's loving it. Oh, yeah. And then, next thing you know, oh, sorry, I can't get a rod on. I don't know why. I don't know why it is.
He hasn't said anything about not being able to get a rod on.
Yeah, I feel like that's a different problem.
This is just you bringing it up again. Guys, my cock don't work.
Look how good this is. It is sick, isn't it? I've got a doll made after me, mate.
A doll?
It is sick, though. It's like a figurine. Oi, what did you think of my new video, by the way? Those of you that have...
Wait.
Well, you've just gonna, you know...
Honestly.
Yeah?
After all, like, the naked stuff.
Yeah.
And the music started, I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed the naked stuff. Because I'm not into that music bit, so I sort of just like... clicked on.
Yeah. Okay.
But the music thing was very, very funny. And it was like, it was sort of making me like squirm because I was envisioning me in that situation and how it'd be the worst thing. I honestly don't understand how you did it.
Well, because I'm mental. If you haven't watched my new video,
like,
basically,
just like...
it's called, well, it's not out as we're recording right now, it's not out, but I think I'm going to title it How I Became the Biggest Internet Melt. Or something like that. But it is literally like...
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Like that's...
It is so dodgy.
You had to make constant eye contact with the cameraman afterwards.
Mate, cameramen were coming right up to my face.
Mate,
and just like
to edit that.
Yeah, man, and like
just
blur everything out.
Rod.
Wait, were you not worried about like getting a like a random boner?
No, see, that's the last thing that happened. No chance, no chance. Think, mate, when I get anxiety, and I thought most people are the same, like, boom, everything shuts off.
What about the opposite? Like,
the last... Were no, see, I've never had where I've had a rot...
Were you scared that it was going to be like...
No, that's what did happen. It shrunk. I went inwards. Oh, no. I got nervous. Yeah, no, 100%. But, I mean, I wasn't really thinking, oh, I hope my cock impresses all these people.
It shrunk.
You know what I mean?
Old bloke, this is not art anymore.
Yeah, what the hell?
Instantly comes back in when he can see your ass.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a nice behind.
Dodgy. But anyways, yeah, so to conclude that question, I think there's going to be a moment where you just need to either go for it or talk to whoever your partner is.
Yeah.
Because the way he says it, I'm in bed with this girl. Who's this girl? It's just some random girl. Because if it is, that's probably the reason, mate. You need someone you're comfortable and relaxed with, like an actual,
and
you know, legit girlfriend.
Don't be afraid to take the plunge. The worst thing's going to happen is you get rejected. You move on. Life goes on.
Well, not rejected. I mean, she probably won't reject him. Oh, if she comes on.
Yeah.
Oh, if he comes on to her and she's not feeling it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. I see. I'm thinking of the performance anxiety. Don't worry.
Like,
yeah,
this happens on the break. Like, don't stress it. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. And also, keep us updated if you manage to shag.
Yeah. Yeah. Just tweet Theo personally. All right? And just let him know. Like, he's really interested.
Fucking not like that.
Oh, God. Right. So, time for another question.
Okay.
Lads, I need a bit of advice. My bird knows I overthink things, but puts pictures on her story where she looks stunning, knowing other lads will pop up. Should I be concerned?
What does stunning mean?
Fit, gorgeous, very good looking.
Yeah, but as in, is she putting up like nice selfies or is she putting up, you know...
Her ass.
Yeah, and her tits.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing, like... okay, let's say it is of her body.
Yep.
You know, bum out, boobs out. You know, what are you saying?
Difficult because there's two sides, because you should be like, I'm proud of my girlfriend, you know, body positivity. But then you also have to see, what's the actual reasoning she's doing this? Does she want the likes? Does she want the attention from other boys?
Nah, I'm not sure if that's a thing. I think the thing would be more so like, you don't want other boys seeing what is you like personal to you. I think
she's not your freaking property, mate.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying like when you're with someone, obviously you share personal things with them, don't you? But I'm saying to be like, is she just doing this to get attention? Well, like, I don't know. Does that matter?
I would say if my girlfriend started doing that, I'd be like proud of her. No, I wouldn't
well,
be.
So,
well, because...
So she's getting her full-on arse out, doing seductive poses out of nowhere, and you're just, like, proud. It's what?
Well, what happens if they've been struggling with a lot of self-confidence and body, you know...
Like positivity.
Body positivity, yeah. And then this is...
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd...
Overcome it. And it's
yeah,
not
but
like
I'd say, like, the way, you know, that's like going one extreme to the other. It's not like, oh, in order to be body confident, you need to post pictures of your actual ass on Instagram. Like, yeah. I don't think that's a way to be body positive. I think maybe, you know, maybe baby steps, like, or, you know, showing what you're wearing, maybe, rather than wearing big baggy clothing all the time. Maybe wear some fitted jeans to begin with. I don't know. What I'm trying to get at is, like, posting, like, semi-nudes on Instagram is not the way to show that you're body confident. It's maybe, it's sort of like instant gratification from others. It is essentially, in my eyes, you're looking for attention from others, whether you're male or female. Like, when I post a topless photo, I'm looking for everyone to be like, wow. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no... I want to inspire people, but there's an element of where you're looking for attention, isn't it? Like, you've got to be honest.
Yeah, but I don't think... that's not necessarily, like, everyone's motive for it. Like, it could literally just be like, I love the way I look in this photo, I'm going to post it.
100%.
You could also...
I guess, yeah, it's all subjective. It's all like, what is the photo that we're talking about? Because, you know, in my mind then, the sort of the photo I'm envisaging is a guy doing all this, or a girl, like, sticking her ass out, which is blatantly just looking for attention from others.
Yeah.
Or looking, you know what I mean? Whereas if it's just like a... you know, a standard photo that's maybe a little, you know, okay, you can see the nice figure, but then that's just, yeah, you look
fine.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And also you could see the other way, like there could be this girl who spent 2 years, you know, grinding in the gym, losing weight, and like, look what I've done now, look what I've become.
And
it's not this photo looking for likes from boys or whatever. It's like, I'm so proud of myself, look what I've done. But I think this guy, I think it's more like what you're saying, Joe. I think he is.
You think?
Because there has to be a reason why he's overthinking it. He's obviously not comfortable with it. He's not comfortable with it.
Yeah, but the message just says she's uploading stunning photos. Like, like, don't you want your girlfriend... I mean, if your girlfriend is pretty, then every photo is going to be stunning. And if she's just uploading photos of herself, fair enough, she's getting attention. She will if she's, like, a good-looking girl. But, like, you can't be crazy about it and be like, don't post anything.
True. That is the thing, Theo. Like, Luke is right in that sense.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I don't think at any point either, like, we can just be like even if we think she looks well fit and know that there are certain boys that are going to be popping up, like, you need to look at yourself for why you're insecure about that. Like, because realistically, look at, say, for example, Mike Malak and his girlfriend, right, dating a porn star. Very extreme scale, but you know there's loads of blokes that are messaging her.
Yeah.
Now, if he was insecure or, you know, not fully trusted in the relationship, that would get to him. But because he is and he does love her and all of that, like, he's calm. So maybe it's like this bloke needs to look at himself as to why is this making him insecure? Is there something in the relationship that he's maybe not so confident and, you know, feeling 100% in?
But what I will say is I feel like, you know, he's using the word stunning. Surely he can't just be referring to selfies.
Why?
Surely. That's what I'm...
When you say stunning, normally that means like stunning.
Yeah, but what
stunning
I'm saying is that...
face?
I don't know if it's a bit harsh to him, but like, if your girlfriend's posting nice selfies, like, what is wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, mate. That's what I'm saying. I think it may just be like it's the classic thing of where a geezer... knows it well. He believes his girlfriend is really gorgeous, and knows the other bloke. And knows the other blokes are gonna be looking at her, and it's not a nice thought. It's a really horrible thought. Likewise, you know, the way some girls may be looking at him, and his girlfriend may not like that. But at the end of the day, mate, that is life. Like, if you're gonna go out with someone, you know, that's good looking and you believe she's good looking, she's going to get that sort of attention. But that's where the trust comes in, I guess.
I think I interpret it as he was trying to be like polite by saying stunning, which was referring to like, you know, the raunchy photos. Okay. But realistically, I think he's just being quite insecure. So I think he needs to focus on himself.
Yeah, I feel like this is his problem.
Yeah, if you're posting like selfies and you're getting insecure about that, you know.
Yeah.
Look at yourself. Why are you getting in school? It's a selfie. You post selfies.
Yeah. Like, yeah. It's true. No, it's true. But there we go. Anyways, another question now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So the next question is about, and this is actually a little bit old now, but the TGF video, which has led to them being raided by police, and we haven't seen them on YouTube since. So I'll just quickly give a bit of background. So basically, the TGF boys uploaded a video. Like, honestly, it was so funny. I was dying.
Yeah.
But it was of them driving, doing their driving test, but driving, like, obviously very dangerously, like going up the side of the road. They flipped the car. Like, they were physically breaking the law on multiple accounts.
On camera.
Right? On camera. They actually filmed that and put it out. Which, you know, these are smart guys. I was thinking, boys, like, surely you know you're getting done. But, you know what I mean? Like, bearing in mind as well that the police have been looking for a way to, you know, get them done with the amount of, I guess, disruption they've caused
what
already.
I will
so,
say,
yeah.
I've just had a thought that's popped into my mind. You could see when they were filming, they had a car in front and a car behind, which obviously, I'm not making excuses. They were doing illegal stuff. But they obviously thought about, okay, how can we make this as safe as possible of doing it? Top Gear have also done the same thing. And Jeremy Clarkson flipped a three-wheeler car on a busy road.
Really?
Why is that? Why is it one thing for them and one thing for another?
Wait, is that actually serious? So Top Gear didn't stage it or anything?
No, Jeremy Clarkson flipped a three-wheeler.
But do they get the road shut off? I don't know. Obviously, like Top Gear. No, is
in
like
that
a
clip,
big,
like
big...
in that clip, like he's just in a queue.
He's in what on? So there's no way that that is just there's cars around them that are staged to be there. But are you certain? Because that's the thing, mate. With TV, there's a lot of things that we don't know that are just like staged. So Top Gear might have just had that. Whereas I don't think TGF would have.
I know, had
the roads hired in that sense. So
I think I'm just going down the route of, even though they've done something illegal, I always feel like YouTubers just get absolutely mullered for like things other people don't. Say for example, Jack Maynard on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. He did a couple of tweets. Yes, they were bad from ages ago, but should he have got kicked off the show when you got people like Katie Hopkins just chilling on the show?
Yeah,
she's the fucking worst of the lot. Like, it really 100%. Does, like, really piss me. I'm actually getting quite riled up at how YouTubers are just targeted.
I think
again,
it is definitely important to note that, obviously, they have broken the law here.
Yeah.
Like, there is no excuse
for
that.
But I
understand
100%.
Your point.
I think, I think, like, they were pushing the boundaries, right? They were always look, you know, they always look for the next outrageous thing to do.
Yeah.
And for me, the way I looked at it, I was like, it's going to get to a point where they are openly breaking the law.
And the police,
because they're always,
wouldn't they?
Yeah. So we've heard the police have been like looking for something. They got in trouble with the microwaving. Jay microwaving his head cementing his head in a microwave, which obviously, which is like dodgy as hell. But that, you know, called the police out where they should be doing other things, etc. But yeah, this whole idea of just constantly pushing the boundaries, like Logan Paul did. And, I'm not saying, you know, the TGF boys are going to do something as stupid and heartless as that. But when you're always looking for the next thing to get the views and break the boundaries, like, there's only so much you can do before you're going that outrageous.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You get caught up in the views, you get caught up in the money, you get caught up in... It's like that saying, I'm not saying they're going crazy, but you don't know you're going crazy in the moment. It's only afterwards. You know how Logan can reflect on what happened now, but in the moment, he has no idea how mental this is and how much he's chasing the views.
Well, when you're on the whole thing of the momentum of your movement, i.e., you know, TGF, their views are banging. People are loving. When the comments are saying, you're amazing, this is the funniest thing, this is so good, more, and you're engulfed in that sort of movement, that energy, this is okay, because you're, over time, like, desensitizing yourself to what is right and wrong.
Yeah, because as, rather than going from 0 to 100, which is a huge difference, you're slowly incrementing it. So you're getting used to that. You go upstage, you get used to that. You go upstage. It's like when, for example, if you start with a Renault Clio and you go straight to a Ferrari, you're like, shit, this is a massive jump. But if you go Renault Clio to, I don't know, like increment your cars up, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
so
mate, I get what you mean, brother. I get what you mean. So, yeah. But another guy that obviously comes to mind on that sort of idea is Nico.
Okay.
As in, like, obviously Nico's thing is doing outrageous things in public that maybe test the law, you know, a little bit. What's, like, say in, like, 4 years' time, where's it going to go? Because, you know, if he's slowly getting worse, like, as in doing more and more outrageous things, at what point is he going to hit that thing of, like, mate, I need something more. I don't know. I'm gonna try and pretend to assassinate the Prime Minister. Do you know what I mean? Like at what point? Because as a creator, mate, he's going to always want to keep progressing. He openly said when we were filming, like, mate, that part of me, like, the embarrassment, because I remember asking him, I was like, mate, how do you not get embarrassed? Like, how does your, like, do you know what I mean? And he said, mate, that part of me is dead.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't exist, as in that embarrassment. He's just over that. So and I'm like, that, I remember that hitting me, like, whoa. Okay, so, what point's it going to have to get to for that part of you to get activated?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like, I hate to keep bringing it back, but your fight, do you remember JJ was like, you asked him, why do you not crumble? Because he said he did so many shows, he's so used to performing in front of a crowd that it's normal. Same with footballers, any sports person that performs in front of a crowd, they're so desensitized and so used to it that it just doesn't affect them. It becomes like normal life.
Yeah, but I think there's a difference between, say, like, just interacting with human beings, like performing in front of a crowd, and like testing the law, like testing what is like right and wrong, you know, where, you know, even that. So that embarrassing voicemails video we did in the libraries, right? Well, funny. Like, I found that well funny, like, watching back. But as we were filming that, mate, like, I was like, this ain't right.
Yeah.
And I know, like, oh, well, I just fucking have a laugh. But that feel, you know, that feeling of when it's like we're causing like disruption here, like in a bit of a dickhead way.
Yeah.
Like one of the voicemails that he did was racist, right, for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, it looks like I'm just playing racist stuff out of my laptop here in this university library.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's a bit dodgy.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we're doing this all. This is all getting validated by the fact that, oh, we're going to get views.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's why, mate, I'm not about that anymore. Like, fair play, like, you know, it's his vid and I saw the vision and I saw how it was going to bang. But I don't know, anything that makes me feel like that, i.e. that, nah, this ain't actually right.
Yeah.
Like, I just can't bring myself to do it anymore. Even when we filmed our, like, public video, like, for my channel, like, going up and being, you know, it just felt like, oh, mate, I'm just being out of order to people here.
I even, like, to take it one step further, even me as cameraman, miles away, I even felt like, oh, if people are watching me filming this going on, I was like, I really am so uncomfortable. I hated it.
Yeah, I had someone have a go at me, like, filming that video.
Mm. Yeah, like, I'd rather, I'm to a point now where I want to make things that there's no, like, nothing has to be, how would you say this? Like,
it doesn't have to disrupt other people's lives.
Yeah, like, someone else doesn't have to be...
suffer.
The brunt of... Yeah, like, suffer. Well, suffer.
Yeah.
In order for me to get a laugh, for me to make the viewers laugh and make a good bit of content, I want to be able to do that without having to, like, piss off or disrupt, like, what other people are doing. Because, like, do you know what I mean?
I'm guessing this is why you've moved away from, like, internet melts, so to speak.
Yeah, but saying that, like, I've been sent a load of quarantine melt type things that are quite jokes, but I'm debating whether in one of my, like, new vlogs, I just go through a few of them.
It's striking that balance between, like, gently taking the piss out of someone, which is funny, and then completely ripping someone to shit, which is obviously could hurt them.
Yeah. Yeah, like, attacking them.
Covering up names, etc., is like now the dumb thing. You don't want to.
Well, no, because I mean, like, it's definitely there is a balance. Like, there's a balance between having a laugh. Like, you can definitely do public videos and have a laugh, like, and all of that. But yeah, overall, bottom line is, I just hope that our other like fellow YouTubers are aware of this.
Yeah,
and are going to make sure they're always aware of where their content is going, and then it doesn't get to a point where they end up in a...
raided.
Yeah, police, all of that, because...
I hope they end up getting their stuff back. Mm. I do hope they end up getting their stuff back and can continue. You just don't
know,
because
they're funny blokes, like, naturally. Like, they don't... Like, I think that's what... part of it, maybe, as well... You know, if you get into this thing of, I need the outrageousness is what makes people love our stuff. When in reality, if you realize, nah, people love our stuff because of us.
Yeah.
Because it's us. So we could be literally rowing a sailing boat down the river in a race. That's quite a good idea, actually. But like doing that, and it'll be funny because it's us. Right? I think that's how, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas, yeah. But anyways, right, we've covered that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so another thing that I want to quickly touch on is regarding this virus, right? I know we've rambled on about it before, but like if this does go on for the next 3 months, year, 2 years, like is life just gonna, like is life just over?
I mean, I was thinking like, as in, about this.
How, do you not, no, but do you know what I mean? Is it just over?
How do we go back to normal life?
No, it will never be the same again. Like this is, I believe, right, what we've got here is something that has changed the rest of,
I agree,
like humanity and life as general. Like how, yeah, I think how, that'll be a big, yeah.
How are we going to go back? Be like, oh yeah, you're allowed outside now. What, everyone's going to go clubbing, like hundreds of people in a massive room together. You're not going to do that. Yeah. You're going to be scared. It's still popping around. But
yeah,
this,
yeah, yeah.
I mean,
because,
this is going to be so interesting. How is this going to, just what's going to happen? This is crazy.
Yeah.
I still can't believe this is happening. We're in a global pandemic.
Yeah, like, this is like, like when, like in years to come, like how they're talking about, like we, well, like we learnt about World War II.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, those great big events. Like this is,
we're living in it
for
right
the
now.
Next probably like hundreds, in 1,000 years time, I reckon they're still going to be going, remember the great coronavirus.
This is
remember how that's made the world stand still.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just the brute like truth about it. And I'm just getting to a point now where we're all sort of getting to a point where is this just it? Is this just it for the rest of the next few years minimum?
You can never go outside. How do we recover from this? I don't get it.
Like, I can't. Are we ever going to see each other again? Is Waffling ever going to be live in the flesh in this studio? Like, well, because
the hope you can see is China. Are they back to normal now? Or almost most cities are back to normal?
Yeah.
Are they going back to work?
They're definitely getting there. 100%. I know that.
But really? Surely things aren't going to be the same. There's going to be different things. Like, for example, Tesco's. Have you seen they have like barriers up on the cashier places?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I think
like,
they will stay.
Well, forever now.
I think they're going to stay forever, yeah.
There will always be barriers.
Yeah, but...
Everyone's
yeah,
going to have this
maybe.
Subconscious thing about, I don't want to catch a flu, like a normal common cold. Yeah. It's impossible not to. Everyone's going to constantly wash their hands.
Or is it just like the cleaning. Classic, like, old habits die hard and give it a week after this all goes back to normal, people just return back
you
to how
what?
They were?
Probably, yeah. Everyone's going to become a fat slob again. Everyone's going to stop running. Like, no one's
I
human
hope
race.
Not. Like, well, I feel like I've reached a new sort of, like, level of routine and structure in my life that I actually really want to keep. Like, this yeah. level of where we are limited and it's like, well, how are you going to use the situation to your benefit rather than let it, you know, destroy you. And I know some people, like, with their jobs, like, and that is where we are so fortunate that we can work from home, boys. Like, so fortunate.
So lucky.
Because some people are obviously, like, done out here, not able to get a revenue and still having to pay bills.
Yeah.
But, obviously, aside from that, the thing that, obviously, we're seeing a lot of people trying to do is, obviously, the fitness thing.
Yeah.
You know, get out and about. Because where we're being told you're not allowed to go out, you're not allowed to do this and whatever, seeing how people do make the most out of the situation is actually quite cool to see. Like it's almost like we're more united than ever as like a world.
Yeah. But
that makes sense.
No, yeah.
The reason why I think...
I get what you're saying.
The reason why I think the fitness will dip is because people aren't at work. So what they're doing instead, they're finding something else to do, like run. When they go back to work, 9 till 6, 9 till 5, they'll get home, they'll be tired, they'll be like, oh, I can't be arsed. Like, well, I'm too tired, I've just done a full day's work. That's why I think it's going to dip.
Yeah.
I just hope that
yeah.
a lot of people do continue something and try and learn what they've... You know, I don't know, I just feel like You can go one of two ways.
Well, I've bought a new punch bag for the garden and a chin-up bar.
So do you reckon...
There you go.
Because obviously we're talking about how it's going to change the world. Do you reckon it will change the way you gym?
What? So gyms will now be like... Everyone has a they're working out from home.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
who's gonna want to step foot back in a gym anytime soon?
If you travel, we've all been doing our own exercises here, haven't we?
Yeah, like our people.
Well, I mean, I've realised that I can now. Bar, I mean, to be fair, not reach the same level that I can with the, you know, 40 kilogram weights at the gym.
Yeah, yeah. Same.
But I can stay. Well, work out to a level that does test me and challenge me from home. I mean, I went on a 10-kilometer run this morning, and that was class. I would not be doing that if I was still able to go to the gym because it's easier to go to the gym. Whereas now that I'm doing the 10-kilometer runs, it's like, wow, this is so much more like I'm enjoying it more. It's more liberating. It's better. And obviously, I've got this chin-up bar in my garden and a punch bag, but admittedly, mate, most people, you know, may not be able to afford the gym equipment for their house. Like, we, you know, I'm very lucky in that sense where I can, you know, cop a bar that I can put in my garden. And that's the only other thing. Like, what's the longevity in working out? There are limits. Yeah. There are definitely limits to how far you can push it.
Well, on a personal note, I'm injured again.
How are you injured, mate?
My running is going in the bin. I can still do gym. Basically, I've got plantar fasciitis in my left foot, so I can't really walk. It's just basically caused by like tight calves, so I'm just going to massage it and try and get back. But it can take and last for a month, so...
Yeah, I've had to buy one of those guns, massage guns, because when I'm doing running, I my calves tighten up after like 2 kilometres. So, yeah, where I obviously can't see a massage therapist. Like, no, but that's what you normally, if you were doing the amount of running that I've been doing, you'd require a professional to get these niggles or whatever. So, I'm having to do that as well.
Fitness February, I had massages like 3 times a week.
Really?
Mate, that's the worst month of my life. I don't want to talk about it.
Wait, can I just ask as well, how's the virus affecting your CPM?
Oh, so it's
that's money you get for your YouTube views, right?
It's been for everyone.
Really?
The thing is, views are up because no one's at school, but money is down because no one is buying advertisements on YouTube because they can't sell because there's no one working. So it's one of them where we just have to ride the wave. You have to capitalize on views and subs, ride the wave, and then the money will come back in due course, I guess. But a lot of people shouldn't be too disheartened because this is a chance where you can actually build your career, build your channels, and gain from all the subs and growth. And the money should be the back seat because everyone's in the same situation.
Yeah.
Like, what were you? 100%. No, everyone's in the same situation. You have to see we're all in this together.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think like the way I'm looking at my main channel is where there's, you know, not an expectation of high production right now. That's why I'm just getting my camera and just doing like being a weirdo, just being myself.
I think that's what YouTube is, isn't it?
And yeah, so I'm taking this chance to like almost reconnect with my audience, put the money on, you know, to one side. Even so, this new video I've put out with the nudity, right, meant that it got demonetized anyway. Right. But so I think, money as a whole in YouTube right now can definitely not be almost your main worry. I think it's an investment in audience.
Yes.
So connecting with the audience so that when the money revenue, it does go back up, like the audience are there, connected with you and ready to watch your future content, I think. There you go.
But I guess,
bang, bang.
I guess there are some YouTubers in that situation where they do rely on their paycheck to pay their rent, but then everyone's in the same boat. So, and you're lucky enough to work from home. You just have to try and work around it, I guess.
Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, just like, it's where you got to be grateful. Like moments in this, boys, like this. Like imagine the people that are literally, like next month, they could be feeling, well, the fact of the matter is, that if they're not able to earn revenue for the rest of this month, like next month, their mortgage may not be able to get paid.
Yeah. And you know what?
Like, that's what, like, do you know what I mean? Like, that, and that's where this is serious. And that, when I bring up the whole thing of like, how long can this possibly go on for? It's like, mate, people need to work. People need to earn money to literally survive.
Yeah. And also, they need to work to not go insane. They want a purpose in life. They want to be going out and doing something, working towards something.
Yeah.
Like, think, like, of without, the without 60s who are stuck inside for 3 months.
Yeah, like, I think that's the thing. Without feeling like you have a purpose, that is prime what brings on, say, depression.
Yeah.
Like, when you don't have a reason that you're living and getting up and, do you know, operating every day, you know, that's what sends you off the rails.
Yeah.
And think how many people are probably experiencing that right now.
Yeah, to try and find a way of bringing structure.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why almost in these waffling episodes, I want it to be where we talk about these topics so that anyone that is feeling like this doesn't feel like they're necessarily the only one that's feeling like that. Like, this is, I'm sure this is a very real thing for a lot of people. Like,
I was going through, I had a really good routine like a week and a half ago. You know, when I was like, the sun's out, I'm running, I'm gym in the morning.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
is great. Last few days I've been like waking up at 10:30, 11:00. And I haven't had that motivation to do the gym. And I sort of have to force myself in the evenings to do it. And I hate it. I loved getting up early.
Yeah, see, I've been making myself get up at 7 a.m. because my body clock was like, and I think a lot of people as well have it where they're going to bed at like 4 a.m. and waking up at like midday. And that's where I was at. But that was sending me off the rails. Like, yeah. I'd wake up feeling like I'm already behind, like I've missed out on like half the day. So I made myself, I make myself now get up at 7 a.m.
to do that.
And bang it out.
I need
so,
to do that because right now it's awful. It's absolutely awful.
Wait, what's that beeping?
So I was just turning my air on. I'm like sweating mega.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready? Wait, can I bring up one thing before we go?
Yeah, go on then.
So in a podcast a while ago, I talked about the loud sex machines I had in my university dorms and how we got a letter. So the two people in my dorms were going very loud sex, and we got a letter from a flat two floors above.
Two floors above?
Two floors above, yeah, we had a letter.
Fuck me.
And I actually have the letter.
Really?
So my friend was in a Skype call with the people who were two floors above, and they were like, oh my God, did you see the latest Waffling podcast? That was us who wrote the letter. He was like, no way.
Shut up. All right, go on, read it out. Read it out for us all to hear. All right, I'll read it out.
Because you're going to do a better thing than me.
Yeah, yeah, right. Send it. Oh, my God. To the sex maniac of flat 10, we understand that at our age, we have urges, sexual urges. However, what you don't understand is that no one wants to hear it. If we wanted to hear the sound of a gun, what? No, of a djinn wailing. Mate, what do you mean a djinn? The sound of a djinn? That doesn't make any sense.
Oh.
Yeah.
A gun wailing?
Nah, it wouldn't be gun. All right, anyways, I'll continue. If we wanted to hear the sound of a gun wailing uncontrollably at the top of their voice, we'd jump on a Japanese whaling ship and listen to the sound of slaughtering whales. Trust me, the latter would be more enjoyable. We are proud of your sexual completion and have reached the epitome of your orgasming career. Whether you are a djinn, like, what the fuck does that even mean, djinn?
Girl.
Whether you are a
girl.
Whether, oh, is it a girl?
Yes.
Okay, whether you are a girl who has found dick of her dreams or a guy who rocks every girl's world that he brings home, in which case, we should get in contact. We would appreciate from time to time a reduction in noise. Many thanks, Flat 2. Wow, pretty good. So that's actually a legitimate notice that you've been handed for shagging your brains out.
Well, not me personally.
But your friends.
Yeah.
Wow, that is actually That is bonkers. But so what are you going to do? Have they replied with another letter, or, you know, are they going to do a FaceTime and sort of get him involved?
You know what?
Surely you'd get him involved. No. Like if I sent a quirky letter like that, I'd be hoping I'm just getting an invite, mate. Surely. Wait, surely you're asking straight away.
What, to get involved in a couple's sex business?
Correct. Yeah.
No.
Fair enough. Well, on that note, I think we should wrap up.
And I hope they wrapped up.
Yeah, I hope they wrapped up as well, lads. All right then, you lot. If you did enjoy, please leave a like, rate, and remember, we're on Spotify, iTunes, Instagram, and everywhere in the world. All right? Anyways, until next time, peace.
Goodbye.